Strategic pause. Take time to think, plan, create, or breathe. When you hit pause strategically, you're hitting the refresh button for your brain. It's about taking a breather from the hustle and bustle to let your mind wander, plan, and create. By making space for these strategic pauses in your day, you're gearing up to be more productive and innovative in your visible work. Think of it as creating white space in your schedule. This white space isn't wasted time, it's valuable thinking time. Simplifying your tasks and carving out these moments for reflection and rest can make a big difference in how effective you are at what you do. Strategic pausing isn't about doing nothing or wasting time. It's not like taking a nap or putting off tasks. It's also not the same as meditation, where you focus on one thing or let your mind wander when you're distracted. Instead, strategic pausing is about taking intentional breaks to gain insight and learn actively. It's like hitting pause to think about what you're doing and what you can learn from it. It's a way to stay focused and make better decisions. Power of strategic pauses. Strategic pauses are like fuel for your productivity engine. They come in different lengths, from a split-second pause in conversation to a lengthy break like a sabbatical. These pauses serve four main purposes: to recharge when feeling overwhelmed, to clear your mind of clutter, to step back and think deeply, or to spark creativity and problem-solving. High achievers like LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner, former GE CEO Jack Welch, and Nike's Phil Knight have one thing in common: they value the strategic pause. Instead of constant action, they make time for stillness and reflection. For instance, Jeff Weiner sets aside moments to do absolutely nothing. Jack Welch dedicated an hour daily to what he called looking out the window time, while Phil Knight had a special chair just for daydreaming. Even in the medical field, this concept holds weight. A wise doctor advised interns to take a 30-second pause before entering the exam room. Many interns found this to be the most valuable lesson of their training. Pause strategically, combat overload. In today's world, everyone feels the pressure to stay busy all the time, even those in remote places. People no longer need a boss to push them, they push themselves. Every spare moment is filled with activities like listening to podcasts or checking social media. Thinking used to be valued, but now, it seems odd to just stop and think. This constant busyness leaves little time to digest information, consider choices, innovate, and rest. Three mindsets drive this constant busyness. 1. Insatiability. People consistently perceive that they haven't achieved sufficient, continually feeling compelled to strive for more. The illusion of outward appearances, often referred to as curb appeal, exacerbates this sensation, leading individuals to engage in a perpetual cycle of comparison with others' achievements, often without a comprehensive understanding of the associated expenses. 2. Conformity. People unconsciously copy their colleagues' behaviors, creating feedback loops. 3. Waste. Tolerating wasted time and effort takes a toll on workers' wellness and happiness. Businesses suffer in terms of employee engagement and retention. Measuring the cost of wasteful activities can encourage leaders to cut them down, making room for strategic breaks. For instance, a design firm in Austin, Texas, called Foda, faced overwhelming workloads. They found that habits like striving for perfection and underbidding were hurting their profits. To address this, the team set aside dedicated, white space time each month and designated mornings for quiet work. These changes paid off, as the firm has since won many design awards and gained clients worldwide. Breaks aid cognitive recovery. The brain, especially the frontal lobe responsible for high-level thinking, gets tired and performs less effectively. Rest helps the brain work better by improving efficiency, productivity, and creativity, and by allowing it to connect the frontal lobe with memory. Taking breaks from mental tasks improves focus, accuracy, engagement, and creativity over time. During breaks, it's best to do relaxing activities like daydreaming, stretching, or talking with colleagues. Doing more thinking during breaks just makes the brain more tired. Studies also show that contrary to what many people think, feeling rushed reduces creativity and innovation. The brain works best when there's not too much time pressure. Tame time thieves for enhanced productivity. Ever felt like there's never enough time in a day? Four sneaky attitudes might be stealing your time without you even realizing it. But fear not, because once you know them, you can take action to stop them in their tracks. 1. Overdrive. The more syndrome. Sometimes we're so driven to do more that we end up overloading ourselves with tasks. It's like trying to fit 10 things into a space meant for 5. You might not notice the stress building up until it's too late. 2. Perfectionism. The never-ending pursuit of perfect. Striving for excellence is great, but when it turns into perfectionism, it's like getting stuck in quicksand. You start obsessing over tiny details, wasting precious time and energy. Remember, perfection is overrated. Aim for good enough and move on. 3. Information overload, drowning in data. In today's world, we're bombarded with information from all directions, but there's only so much our brains can handle. Constantly checking emails and notifications might make you feel informed, but it's just overwhelming you. Take a step back and prioritize what's truly important. 4. Frenzy. Busy. Being busy doesn't always mean being productive. When you're constantly rushing from one thing to another, you end up multitasking and burning out. Slow down, take a breath, and focus on one thing at a time. You'll get more done in the long run. All these time thieves have one thing in common: they feed off a sense of urgency that isn't always real. So, before you dive headfirst into every task that comes your way, take a moment to pause. Assess the situation and prioritize based on what needs your immediate attention. Streamline time with 4 key questions and the wedge. To make room for strategic pauses and streamline your workload, start by addressing 4 common time thieves. Ask yourself these questions to simplify tasks without sacrificing value. 1. What can wait? Identify low priority or unnecessary tasks that can be set aside temporarily. 2. When is good enough, good enough? Determine where perfection isn't necessary and settling for satisfactory outcomes is acceptable. 3. What information do I need? Focus on gathering only essential information to avoid overload. 4. Where should I focus my attention? Prioritize tasks and topics that truly deserve your time and effort. Using the wedge strategy means taking a quick pause before switching tasks or acting impulsively. This helps create space in your day. It's versatile and can be used throughout the day, like during your morning routine or commute. Pausing helps you make better decisions and avoid quick actions that could hurt your reputation or productivity. When implementing strategies like this, it's important to support behavioral changes. Instead of relying only on solutions like no meeting days, focus on helping people develop skills like clear communication, good time management, and politely saying no to things that aren't important. This helps create a more productive and balanced work environment in the long run. Limit email checks and optimize composition. Improve your digital communication by making 2 important changes. Firstly, check your email less frequently and try to send and receive fewer messages. Pay attention to how much time and effort you spend on your inbox and try to reduce it. Set a regular time to check emails and use a trick, like a wedge, to avoid checking outside of that schedule. Use 4 questions to make your email process more efficient. Secondly, refine your email writing by keeping messages short and clear. Use the subject line to show if it's urgent. Use bullets, bold and underlined, to make your message easy to read. Avoid sending emails with just one word, as they might not be helpful. Strategic pauses enhance team communication. Strategic pauses can greatly enhance team communications by promoting thoughtfulness, clarity, and empathy. Before communicating, team members should consider whether to use a 2D or 3D mode. 2D modes are asynchronous, text-based interactions like emails and chats, ideal for simple or factual content. 3D modes include live components such as meetings and video chats, conveying emotion and nuance and boosting creativity. For yes or no decisions, the hourglass technique can be helpful. 1. Initial response. Note down your gut reaction to the request. 2. Pause and reflect. Take time to think systematically and in writing. 3. Decision making. make a well-considered decision and communicate it promptly. It's crucial to learn how to say no respectfully instead of avoiding or ghosting people. Sandwiching a no between expressions of gratitude can soften the refusal and convey good intentions. Additionally, team members should be proactive in clearly stating their needs, which saves time and avoids unnecessary complaints. Meeting efficiency, reduce invites, strategic pauses. Meetings are meant for teamwork, not tedium. Use pauses strategically to decide if a meeting is needed, who should be there, and if you should attend. Feeling bored, it might mean the meeting isn't necessary. Treat invites as options, you can decline if needed. But first, think about what's essential to share and if it can be conveyed in writing, like in an email or document. For instance, if you're asked to attend a meeting about a project update, you might ask yourself, what information do they need? This helps you decide if attending is worthwhile or if you can provide the necessary details in a 2D form instead. Cut the fluff in meetings and get straight to the point. Before chiming in, ask yourself, is what I'm about to say necessary, honest, and kind? Let's keep our discussions intentional and purposeful. To make meetings more efficient, let's focus on actionable insights and active learning. Instead of wasting time on niceties and fillers, let's dive into substance. Every contribution should add value. After meetings, let's take some hall time to reflect on what was discussed. This will help us digest the content and come back with fresh perspectives. Utilize home white space for productive family time. Make room in your schedule at home to appreciate the little things, enrich your experiences, and nurture your connections. Many folks struggle to find balance because they're always on the go, but it's crucial to pause and find sanity amidst the chaos. By carving out time for yourself, you can delve deeper into life's pleasures and strengthen your relationships. Don't let the constant hustle keep you from enjoying the simple joys and maintaining your well-being. It's all about finding that balance and making the most of your time. If you want to level up your parenting games, spend quality time with your kids without any agenda. Yep. Just chill out together. It's not only about bonding, but also about teaching your kids the importance of downtime. Don't cram their schedules with activities either. Leave room for some good old-fashioned joy. Key points. Take intentional breaks to refresh your mind and enhance productivity. Combat constant busyness with strategic pauses for clarity and innovation. Identify and address time thieves to streamline tasks and prioritize effectively. Enhance digital communication by limiting email checks and optimizing composition. Improve team communication with strategic pauses, thoughtful responses, and clear needs. Make meetings efficient by reducing unnecessary invites and focusing on actionable insights. Utilize home white space for quality family time and maintaining balance in life. Key points. 1. Take intentional breaks to refresh your mind and enhance productivity. 2. Combat constant busyness with strategic pauses for clarity and innovation. 3. Identify and address time thieves to streamline tasks and prioritize effectively. 4. Enhance digital communication by limiting email checks and optimizing composition. 5. Improve team communication with strategic pauses, thoughtful responses, and clear needs. 6. Make meetings efficient by reducing unnecessary invites and focusing on actionable insights. 7. Utilize home white space for quality family time and maintaining balance in life.